Welcome to MoneyWeb at Midday. I'm Jeremy Maggs with a brisk 30 minutes on the latest in South African and global news. We're live and then up as a podcast. We'll bring you insightful interviews with key business and political figures, prominent newsmakers, leading experts, all packed into a concise, informative update.
MoneyWeb at Midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Many companies are still battling to get employees to buy into the idea that they need to return to work after the COVID-19 interruption. One workplace expert believes that things are changing, though, as more organizations acknowledge the negative impact that fully remote working has had on morale and productivity. That person is Norman Kretzmer, who is founder and chief executive officer of Contract Understanding and is with me now on MoneyWeb at Midday. So firstly, why is the return debate still relevant? And if it is still relevant, what's the impact then on corporate culture?
Culture is something that is learnt from watching people's behavior. Culture isn't a document. Culture isn't something that you can learn from being something written down. Culture you get from seeing how people around you behave, how your managers behave, and that's how culture is inculcated into a business. And if people are sitting at home and just interacting via Teams or Zoom, that culture can't possibly be taught. You can't learn it by a remote call. And so I believe that you have to have some physical interaction, some actual presence in the office. It doesn't have to be all the time in the office, but some presence in the office to actually inculcate a culture.
Do you think we maybe are reaching the point where we can develop a hybrid working culture? In other words, something completely different to the actual physicality that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think that in many, depends on the business, of course, and it depends on the role. But certainly for many businesses, a hybrid business can work, which will obviously give rise to a particular culture, but it will, you still have some actual presence in an actual office or in a location where you can learn from people. And when I'm talking about learn, I'm not talking about learning the job. I'm talking about learning the culture, the behavior.
So how then do you start to find the balance between in office and the remote option?
So what we did was we brought pretty much everybody back into the office it must be about 2 years ago now. And then we slowly looked at the various roles and we let people work hybrid, first a day a week, and then 2 days a week, and depending on the role. So currently, all customer-facing people work in the office every day, and other roles are in the office twice or three times a week.
Norman, obviously it made sense during the COVID era, but why do you think we're still battling with this particular issue 2-3 years on?
Well, I think that people enjoyed being at home to some degree. It allowed them some personal time. It obviously, people didn't have to negotiate the traffic and long commute. So obviously, that's an issue. But at the same point in time, some people have struggled at home as well, because many people don't have appropriate working space. There are interruptions from cleaners, pets, kids, and just being with your family all the time, it doesn't do great for people's relationship either.
We've got to the point now, I would imagine, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, where perhaps people have become too demanding in this respect in wanting to work at home, and companies have given up. They've become too complacent.
I think that there's a mixture of that. We're finding that we certainly can hire people who are happy to come into the office. As I said, some people are actually delighted or relieved to come into the office at least sometime during the week. And it depends on the role. So certainly roles like software developers, we're in that space, like to work from home. But even those we have in the office, as I said, at least twice a week.
So given that then, how can organizations ensure that remote or hybrid workers are given equal visibility and opportunity for progression as compared to their in-office counterparts without being prejudiced against?
That's a very interesting point that you raise. I actually saw an article, I think it was in the Washington Post, that a survey in the United States that spoke about people being missed for promotion or people not getting the same bonuses if they aren't being seen. And that is a real problem. out of sight, out of mind, I guess. And so one of, you know, if you are not in the office, do you get the same recognition as someone who's working? I mean, sorry, if you're remotely, do you get the same recognition as someone who is in the office? That is a problem. That is a real, real problem. And that's one of the reasons why I believe that you have to have some in-office time.
Final question. Does it ultimately not come down to pure measurement of productivity? And if one or the other works, that's the direction that you go?
There's more to a business or to running a business than just productivity. And the reason for that is that if it's just productivity, then everything can just be outsourced and everyone is an independent contractor. And in fact, many people working from or working remotely or working from home seem to start acting like they're independent contractors rather than taking on the culture of the business that they're working for. There's more to a job than just pure productivity.
All right, Norman Kretzmer, thank you very much indeed for the insight. And just before we go, we asked on our daily poll Monday, how can border security be improved to prevent illegal entry? One was invest in advanced technology, increase collaboration with law enforcement, or foster strong relationships with border communities, and a clear majority saying the tech option is the only way forward. Today we're asking, on the back of the interview that we've just had, what your preferred working arrangement is post-COVID-19, full-time office-based, hybrid model, or full-time remote work. If you'd like to participate, go to MoneyWeb on Twitter X, also on our LinkedIn page. I'll have the results on the show on Wednesday. MoneyWeb at midday. We are live at noon weekdays. We're then up as a podcast. Thank you for listening and goodbye.